Hamoitzi shtar choy v'achaveroi. Somebody comes with a shtar choy v'have a shtar saying you owe me $100. V'haloi hoitzi shemochaloi yasasoda. Now the loiva comes and says, like he wants to prove it, that I paid you up already. Because right after, I mean after the shtar, after the zman I'm supposed to pay you up, I have a shtar that you sold me a field. V'haloi hoitzi shemochaloi yasasoda. That you sold me a field. Now there's no svar to say that the malva, the one that lent the money, is going to sell his field to him and like take money if he doesn't get first the money back for the loan. So here before, like you sell him your property, what you should do is, if the guy has money, first take the money for your loan. Make sure the loan is paid up. And then you go to sell him property. So what's going to be in such a case? That the malva is saying now, listen, I didn't collect my money yet, but even so I sold you my property. Is Adman Aymer, Adman says, yes, Yochalu Shayyamar, the Malva has a right to say, Ilu wa yisa chayiv lecha, forget, I mean, the Leiva has a right to say, like to argue back to say for sure I paid you up already. Because Ilu wa yisa chayiv lecha, the Leiva, the one that borrowed the money, has a right to say, that if I didn't pay you up the money yet, hoy lecha li poresh lecha, kishamachat li yasasoda. When you went and sold me your field, and the money that I paid for the field, you should have taken that money first for the loan that I borrowed from you. And then first you should sell me the field. So therefore, if you did sell me the field, it has to be that I first paid you off the loan. And after I paid you back the money for the loan, then you sold me the field. So that's a proof the Leiva has that he paid up the money. Even though the Malva has the shtar. The Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say, no, there's no proof here. The Chachamim Maimrim, Zehoi Yipikeach. This Malva, the one that first lent the money, is a smart person. You know what he did? Notice he went and said, paid me up. The guy says, no, I don't have money to pay you up. So he was afraid he'll never get paid up. So he said, you know what? Like you tricked him. I have a field to sell. Do you want to buy my field? The guy said, yes. So Shemachal Esakaki sold him the field, and true, the money he took for the field. The money for the loan he didn't receive yet. But he feels satisfied now, that now the loiva owns the field. And in case the loiva is not going to pay me back the money, I have a security, I'll go down and take that field from Ashkin. So therefore there's no proof to say that the loiva paid up the money first. It could be maybe the loiva did not pay up first. Still the malva, the one that lent him the money, would now sell him property. He'll get his money back. And now the loiva has karka, he feels secure. If he doesn't pay him up the money, he'll take back his karka. So Gemara says, "Maisa that's a shver svarim." My time with the rabbanin, lechura shape komer admin. Admin says, "Very good." Normal people don't do that. When you want to sell field and you see the guy has money, what you should do is take that money first back for your loan. You lent him 1,000, get back first 1,000 for your loan, and then you worry about selling him. So what's the pshat? In the Rabbanan. So mercy like this. The Asra Diyoivis Zuzi Bahada Kasvi Shtara, in a place that when you sell a field, that first the person pays the money, and then they first write up the shtar. In such a case, Kuli Yamalai Pligidi Motsi Yamalai, Hoylacholi Poreshalacho, Kishamachatili Esasoda. Everybody agrees to Adman Svara. Like if the normal manner is, before we write up the shtar, that I'm selling you the property, you pay me up the money. So now that the malva received the money back, before he writes up the shtar, he should not write the shtar then. Because he should say like this, I lent you yesterday $1,000. Now you're giving me $1,000 for my field. Once you gave me the money, for sure he should have kept it for the loan. And to say, listen, if you want to buy my field really, pay me another $1,000. So if he did write him up a shtar later, it's a proof like the lady says, he did already pay up the money. Keep pligi, where is the machlekes here? Ba'asrei the kosvi shtar of the yoiv izuzi. First they write up the shtar. First they write up that I'm selling you the field. And then first you pay for the money. You pay the money. I hear Adman, Sar Adman says still, I boile le mimser maido, that if the loiver is true, what he's saying, if the malva is right, that he didn't pay the money yet, before the malva would write up the shtar mechira, he should have gave him maido. That means he should have told people what's going on here. That really, really, he still owes me $1,000. And I'm only writing up this shtar in order that he should give me the money, but I don't mean to sell in the field. But you should have told people what's going on. For Rabbonin, Sav Rabbonin say, still no. The Malva has the right to say, I was afraid to tell anybody. In other words, really, the Leiva did not pay me back the money yet. And still I'm selling him the property like the Mishnah says, because I want to have a mashkin. I want to be secure to get something back from him. Why didn't I tell anybody else first? Because there's a svara always of chavra chavra islay. One friend has another friend. The chavra de chavra chavra islay. And that second friend has a third friend. In other words, news travels. If I would have told two people, like, don't tell anybody. But I'm only selling the field now because I want to collect my money first. You have to be afraid that those people will eventually tell him. And when he hears about it, he won't go and buy the field. He won't pay you the money. Therefore, there's no way for you to tell anybody. Therefore, the Chum says the Malva wants to be smart, and I'll sell you my field. And I talk and mean to sell you the field, and you pay me for it. And this money that I'm getting now is for the field. Even though you still owe me the $1,000 for the loan. But at least now I feel secure that if you're not going to be able to pay me back the money, I'll be able to take the property back from you. So that's the Mishnah. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyv zeal zeh. Two people both have a shtar that one lent the other one money. Reuben has a shtar that Shimon owes him $1,000. And Shimon has a shtar that Reuben owes him money. They say shnayim, two people, Reuben and Shimon, shoytzi shtar choyv zeal zeh. Each one has like a check that the other one owes him money. So Admon says like this, Ilu wa yisei chayiv l'cho, if I owe you the money, keitzadat to love me many. At the Chura, the second one has a right to say, listen, like, if you want to say it's true that you lent me money and I didn't pay you back yet, if so, how can it be that I'd lend you money right now? Like, the Chura, the money I give you should have been for your loan. So Melis, it's a proof that I already paid you up already. That's what Admon says. Admon Oimer. He has a right to say, Ilu wa yisei chayiv l'cho, the second one to say the first one. If I didn't pay you back the loan yet, keitzad ata lovi mimeni. How is it possible that now you came and borrowed money from me? Well, what are you doing borrowing money from me? If I owe you $1,000, do you come now and borrow money from me? What you do is ask for the money back. So that should be a proof that I really paid you back the money.
The other ones are doing the same
thing. Okay, good. The first one can't set the second one, because he lent money first. But the shtaros were written on two different days. So the second one has the proof that he paid back to the first one. But the first one has no proof that he paid back to the second one yet. Because the second one, when the first one first borrowed money, the second one took place later. The Chomer Nechom say no, Zegoy v'shtar, Choyve v'zegoy v'shtar, Choyve. Chom say no, we don't say the Svar, we'll see in the Gemara. Why? They say each one has a right to collect his money. Itma, we learned like this. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyv zeal zeh. Two people have a check, one against the other. Rav Nachman omar zegoyva v'zegoyva. Each one collects his money. Rav Sheshi Soma, what's going on here? Hafuche matros alomali. What do you stop changing money around? Like, I owe you 100, and then you owe me 100. So you don't take the bill and play games with it. I give it to you, and you give it back to me. What do you got changing around? El, or rather, Ze'oim mit b'shaloi, you stay in your property, but Ze'oim mit b'shaloi, like, we cancel out, and that's all. That's the Machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis. It's more so like this. The Kula Yalm, everybody agrees, prices we're talking about where they lent money, and they both don't have money to pay back. So the question is, now you have to go down to the property and collect the money from the karka. So everybody agrees. Idius for idius, if they both have idius, or else Beninus for Beninus, they both have the same type of properties, or else the Buris is the Buris, they both have their type of properties. Vade, everybody agrees then. Hafuche matrosahu. Like, what do you have to stop play games? I'm going to give you my field, and you're going to give it right back to me. There's no purpose of changing around. There's no machlekes. He plead you with the machlekes, the istle lechad beninus. One of them owns a middle class of property. Or lechad zeburius, the other one only owns their type of property. There will be enough community when you collect. So it's like this. Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman holds, zegoiva the zegoiva. Both of them have a right to collect. I go to you and take away your beninus. If I take away your beninus, what I originally owned was the burius. So now when I get your middle class, by me now, the middle class becomes my best, and my Zaburius becomes like my little class. So you'll only get back Zaburius. So that's why there's a difference. Let's see. Rav Nachman Sova, Zegoyva v'Zegoyva. Yes, we switch around the property. Why? Kesavar he holds, Bishaloi hen shamin. When you get Zaburius and Idius and Beninus, The loch of a Baal Chayv is, that means if I lent you money, and now I want to collect the money back, and you don't have money, I have a right to get your property. Which type? Beinonis. If you have three types of property, a Baal Chayv collects from Beinonis, from the middle type of property. Now Rav Nachman holds what's called middle type, it depends upon Bishaloi Hen Shomin, what type of property you own. You don't go boss of the market price, what's called middle type of real estate, but you go boss of what you own. You could own three types of very, very bad property. But one is very bad, one is medium, one's a little bit better. Your medium is called your Beinonis. We go boss of what you own. So therefore it's like this. Osi Baal Zeburius. The one that owns the Zeburius, the Gobel and the Beinonis, Tevi Gabei. So he goes now to the other person that has Beinonis and collects his Beinonis. Now when he brings it home, Tevi Gabei Yibius. To him, all he owned till now was a very bad piece of property. Now that he got a better one, the better one is called Idius, the better. Now, we also who, so the second one now comes to him, the Shokel Zeburius. When he goes and tries and collects back, he can't get his Beinonis back, because now his Beinonis by the first one became Idius. So he only has the right to get the other one, Zeburius. Therefore, there is a difference. Where one guy owns a bad class, and one guy owns the middle class, that the bad one collects first, he gets the Beinonis. That becomes his better property. So when the second one wants to collect back, he could only get his worse, which is his Beinonis. So therefore, there's a difference. For our Sheshes, though, our Sheshes, some know, Hafuchi Matrosal Omeli. What do we make the switch for? You know why? Kisover, our Sheshes holds, Bishalkol Odom Hen Shomim. That's what we say a Baal Chayv gets for middle class property. It doesn't matter how it is by you, if you have better or less. There's a market value. What property is worth? So whatever's called Beinonis, that's what you collect. So therefore, if the one that has the Burius first went and got his Beinonis, he collected the Beinonis. Now when the other one comes back and has the right to collect, even though the Beinonis by you is your best, but in the marketplace it's still called middle type of property. Therefore, he'll have a right to get back his Beinonis. So then what are you changing around for? You don't gain. So that's why it's slow, yeah. So what it says, Saif, Kiyosu Beinonis Anavshe Kashokal. Like when you get it, the Beinonis, it goes back to you. So you don't play games and to go back and forth. That's what my colleague is the Gemara Baba Kama. When you collect, do we say, B'shaloi Lemain Shamin, go bust to the market, the value by the market, or do you go B'shaloi, what you own? You go after what you have, like Rav Nachman. You go after what you yourself have. So we're asked now, Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, my chazis, who told you? Do you also bow Zeburius Bereisha? Who told you the one that has Zeburius comes and collects first and gets his Beinonis? Maybe the opposite way. Let's say Lacey bow Beinonis Bereisha. Maybe the one that has the Beinonis first comes and collects his Zeburius. Veligve Zeburius. Velahade Veligve Nale. And then he'll give it back to him. Because now by him his Zeburius becomes his best, so let's only get back to Zeburius. So how do you know who comes first? So Gemara says, let's richa the kodim tviya. Talk about the case where the one that had the Zeburius came and wanted to collect his Beinonis, the other one's Beinonis first. For the Gemara though, so, what do I care if he wanted to come and collect it? But kiyosu lemigvei, v'adi adodi kosi. After they both complain one to another, now they go to Bezdin. They go to Bezdin together. So now the Bezdin collecting for both of them together. So still, how do you know who came first? Case is a little bit different. One guy had Idius, better property, and Beinus in the middle. The Yistlai Lechad Zeburius, and the other guy has Zeburius. So now it's very good. Whichever one comes first, if the Zeburius comes first, he gets his Beinus. If the Beinus comes first, he gets his Zeburius. So Masava Bishloi Hen Shaman. And then there is a difference. And then there's no difference. So that's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Tanan, we're going to now Mishnah like this. Both of them have a right to collect. That's what Chum say. When two people have a shtar, a check, one or the other, I have a check that you owe me 100, and you have a check that I owe you 100, it says they both have a right to come and collect. What does it mean collect? It doesn't mean to collect money. Because that's for sure, you don't sound throw the money back and forth. It means to collect the property. In a case where they do not have money to pay, you have a right to collect the property. So what's the case? So it says, Zegov Zegov Zechurik Saraya to Rav Nachman, that you say, Bishaloi Hein Shaman. And there is a difference. Because like Rosh Hashis, you should say, why change around?
So the Gemara says, Tigmur Rav Nachman, Aliba the Rosh Hashis. Rav Nachman himself went to answer for Rosh Hashis. Could go into cases like this. Shelov Ozele Yeser. He lent for 10 years, like. Vizele Chomish. He only lent the money for 5 years. So that's the difference. Heshi David, what are we talking about? Eli Marishan Liyeser, the first person borrowed for 10 years. Vishani Lechomish, the second one borrowed back to me for only 5 years. Pahol Leima Admon. Could hear Admon say, Inu Yisichai Lechov, I would owe you the money. Kate said out to love me many. How come you're lending for me? That's not a kasha. Like, I first borrowed $100 from you for 10 years. So I don't have to pay back for 10 years. Within these 10 years, there's like, I don't owe you the money. So now it makes sense. After 5 years, I don't have to pay the money back. But I call upon, if you need money, you have a right to come and say, would I lend you money? So who would make sense then that I should lend you money, even though I'm not paying you back to Chayiv? Because in the middle of the 10 years, I don't have to pay it back. So that can't be the case. El, it has to be like this. Rishon Lechomish. The first guy borrowed money from his friend for 5 years. Vesheni, now the second guy came and borrowed money back for 10 years. Lesser. Heshidami, what's the case talking about? If the second guy came, he's a moti zimnei. If the second guy came after the first one was supposed to pay him back already, so my time with the Rabbanan. What's the time with the Rabbanan over here? Doesn't make any sense then. Why should he be goiva? Adma makes sense. Like, it's a raya to say he paid up already. That if it came the time for you to pay me up, so I was supposed to pay you back the money. So what kind of business is it that now you're coming and borrowing money from me? What do you mean you're borrowing from me? If I owe you money, the money should go because I owe it to you. Not that I'm borrowing you new money. So that should be a proof that really I paid you up already. And now I'm borrowing you second money. So how could the Rabbanan say no, we still collect one from the other? Let's say the time did not come yet for me to pay up yet. It's not the time yet, so what's the pshat in Admon then? That it's the middle of this man, I'm not supposed to pay up yet, so it makes sense I should come and borrow money from you. Well, my time is the Admon then. What does Admon say? I don't have a right to say this. So Moshe like Tzricha, the case is like this. The Asi Behu Yoima de Mishlim Chamish. He came Marmish on the last day when the 5 years are up. So Marsav, on the last day came. So Marsav, one holds Ovid Inish to Yazav Lyoime. A person could borrow money for 1 day. There, today yet is not the time for me to pay up. I have to pay up tomorrow first. Today is the last day of the 5 years. So today I don't have to pay you. So today it's like I don't owe you the money yet. So therefore, if you want to borrow money, I could lend you money for a day. It makes sense. Well, Masav, the other one says, no, nothing doing. Nobody lends money for a day. So it has to be that I paid you up the money already. Because if I did not pay you up, what are you doing borrowing money from me? I owe you $100. So wait one more day, rather, and then you collect $100 from me. What are you going borrowing money? So since you're borrowing money, it must be that I already paid you up. So that's Pshat Admon. Romi Bachom Omer. He's a man's Hochi. Over here we're talking about the Yasme Askinim. We're talking about Yisoimim. The Yasme Migve Govi Agvuyula Magvini Menayu. Yisoimim have a right to go and collect, but we don't take money away from the Yisoimim. For the Yomarai was there, Goyva was there, Goyva Katani. It says now Mishnah, the Chom say they both collect one from the other. So how could you say the Yisoimim over here? So he answered back, Zer Goyva is their royal league voice. One collects, and the other one is fit to collect, but V'yemla, he doesn't collect. Since he wants to collect against Yisoimim, he can't collect. Some of Rav said it doesn't make any sense. Shtei Tshubas, but I have two kashas on you. Chodo is Zer Goyva, Zer Goyva Katoni. It says clearly they both collect. So you can't say one doesn't collect. V'yoid, Legvinu Aryeli Asmei. Let's first collect for the Yisoimim property. Now, for Lahadav Legvinu Minayu. And now you can go and collect the property back from the Yisoimim. Like you wanted to say the Yisoimim means they don't have their own property. They didn't yasher from the father. So from their own money they don't have to pay. That's good if they collect money. But if they collect karka, it's considered this property belongs to the father like, and you have a right to take it away from them now. Kedir Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, to Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Rav Bavua, Yisoimim should go with karka b'chay b'savien. If after the father died, now people owe their father money, and they return karka property. The law is this property that Yisoimim get after the father dies is as if they yashin it from the father. And therefore another Balchoiv, if somebody else comes and says, listen, your father owed me $1,000, pay us up. They say, we have nothing. No, you just got a karka. Is Baal Choyv Choyzev Goybereis from him? They could collect it. So according to Rav Nachman, then, what do you mean you can't collect from the Yisayimim? Let the other one pay up the Yisayimim karka, and then he can take it away from them. So kasha, that's a good kasha, taka. For the Gemara of Alukmi, let's say the case is, the Yisdul Yasmi is the Burius. The Yisayimim has the Burius. The Yisdul is the Idius. The other one has Idius and Beninus. So the case is like this, the Azli Yasmi, the Yisayimim first go, Gavi Beninus. They get the Beninus. Oh, Magvalei Zaburius. And then they pay back the Zaburius. Why? Dinami b'shel kol adam hem shamin. Even if you want to say, you go buster, kol adam hem shamin, you go bust each one separately, of the klalis, or ein, nefroim, b'shel kol adam, not yours, but you go after the marketplace, zechura then here, even though you collected a benenis, and by you it's different, but you should still get back the benenis, by Yisayimim it's different. But the klal is, when does a Baal Chayv get Beninus? By a normal person. But when you go to collect from Yisayimim, then the Loch Ridge, you can't get more than Zaburius. So Lachur, maybe that's a teretz over here. Still it's no good. Hani mili hechad letofis. That's only if he didn't grab already the property from the Yisayimim. Havel hechad letofis. But in the case where you chapt, where you're holding the property from the Yisayimim, you have a right to keep it. Like here, Avada passed the Svara, why should we change around? Why should I give you? Let me hold on, what do I have? If I'm holding it, I have a right to keep it. So since I have the Beninus, the Chura, I have a right to keep the Beninus. Therefore, this Teretz the Yisayim doesn't apply, we have to answer the other Teretz. That one was for 10 years, one was for 5 years, and the last day of the loan, that's when he came and borrowed new money. So the question is, do you borrow for one day or not? That's this Machlokes. Alright, turn over. It should serve like this. Sholosh arotzos l'nesuyim. There are three different type of lands located to getting married. We'll soon see what that means. If you have a rice, if you want to move, change your house. Yehuda v'Evra Yarden v'Golu. In Eretz Yisrael itself, there are three type parts of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, Evra Yarden, and v'Golu. Now, ein moitziyin me'ir le'ir or mikrach le'krach. You don't move, you can't move from one year to another year, or mikrach le'krach. So Rashi says, if you married your wife, let's say in Yehuda, and you can't force your wife now to move to Evra Yarden or to move to Golu. She has the right to say, we got married in Yehuda, I want to stay put here. If you want to move, give me get and pay me my ksuba, I don't want to move. She has the right to say that. Now, ain't my see him year to year. Trashi, mizu lizu, you don't have a right to move from one city to another city. Loi me'ir li'ir, v'loi me'krach le'krach. Krach, Rashi says, that's godol me'ir. That's like a bigger place than a city. V'mokim shvokim, it's a place of a lot of streets there. That's called a krach. So ain't my sin, you can't force your wife to move from one city in Yehuda to another city in Golo. Or else me'krach le'krach. Even from one krach in Yehuda to another krach in Golo, you can't force your wife to move with you. Avo b'yos oritz. But in Yehuda itself, you have a right to force your wife and say, I can't live in this city here. I want to go to another city. That you have a right to tell her. In Yehuda itself, you want to move from one bigger place to another bigger place. That you have a right to.